if you have a life that you are praying yourself, talking to God, these signals will come to you. That don't go that far, go this that far. So that's it. So, and please don't condemn them. Just be safe. I'm sorry, I can't do that with you much because we are different in our conviction. Praise God. All right. Let's look at this one. At what point do I set a boundary in terms of dressing, neighbor relationship, and friendship? How do we break a long-standing relationship maturely? You mean fiancé and you may give me breakfast? All right. Well, let's talk about the first one. Now, this is what I said, we do this. Some of us over here, we already been used to some kind of people, but when we start learning about Christ, we start growing, we see that we are better off now. Let me give you an example. Can I give a practical example? Before I enter university, I was secondary school. I got these friends, they are from Lagos. And then we just play around and kind of attend. You know, I didn't smoke. That was not my department when I was a sinner. That was not my faculty. I had other faculty I attended, but not that one. So we were all around. And then I came to meet Christ, but I didn't have any company to help me with my Christian faith. I just got saved on my own, reading a book. So I went to see them in Lagos. Are you hearing me? And then we wanted to travel abroad. Travel abroad has been long ago. And they asked for this thing they give you in school, transcript. And my school didn't have transcript. So we had to go and make transcript ourselves in Lagos Island. Don't look at me like, you're worse than that. So we go to Lagos with my friends. I was staying around their house. In their house. They told me that their mother was a millionaire. When I got to their house, the mama was selling mama. You know, that's kind of friends you have. You know? I mean, real mama, the compound is full of cowhides, you know? But I had to manage. So I will go out and create rubber stamp to stamp all those things we are doing. Pastor, you mean you are that crook? You know you are worse than me too now. You know? So we do all that kind of thing. But you know, I was already saved. And I had this funny feeling. Now, something will happen. I can't forget that. We will come back from all our days expedition. And I will get back to the room where we all stay in that mama's house. And I will get on my knees to pray. When I get on my knees to pray, read my Bible, it's like I'm taking a shower. She's going to just kind of wash through me. I feel so good. I feel so nice. And I will dread going out tomorrow with them again. But you know, that feeling will stay for a few hours. In the morning, I wake up again, we go again. So a chance came, I left. And I got admission. I went to a school right now, and I learned some few things. And I began to have some Christian companions. And Brother Kola, I can't forget him. Taught me a lot of things. Write me letters during the holiday. And so when I went back to University of Lagos, at Idiaraba Medical School, the house was opposite, their house where I stayed was opposite the medical school. You know, I couldn't go there for 3 years. I just couldn't go. Oh, Mr. Pastor, why didn't you go? I felt unconsciously that if I get down there, I will compromise myself. Pastor, I'm too strong. I'm too powerful. Till now, I avoid things that will make life difficult for me. Some of you see me strong like this. You see me standing like that. But you know, if I start associating with wrong people, one way or the other, they will erode that in my life. So I don't claim that I'm powerful, I'm strong. Let him that stand, take it, lest he fall. I think you learn from that now. Let's see some more over here. How do you break long-standing but negative relationship? It depends on relationship. If it is formal, like marriage, it's difficult. Nothing is, I'm not going to promise you that it's easy to do that. If you have been going out with guys every day for 3 months drinking beer, the night you said you will not go, every guy will call you. Hey, Smoke, come on now, let's go now. Mumbo, miti, Jino. Baolombo, and nobody wants to say, Mio, one more. Am I right? So, what do you do? I will ask you to do this. If you are going to break a situation, find a stronger one first. Are you hearing me now? Find a stronger one first. Start getting serious. Like now, if you know you have been going to beer parlor, you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tuesday, come to church. Huh? When they say, hey boy, where are you? I'm in church. Kilo say church. What about alone only? Ah? Abel. But if you're at home on your phone, you get bored and beer will be appealing. So find people that will be able to encourage you in good company and get that done. Now let me warn you. My wife warned you, I'm going to warn you too. Not everybody is in church. Some guys come over here to go and find a girl to sleep with. Someone to scam.
Pastor, why can't you throw them out?
I don't even know them. Are you hearing me? They want to enter the platform to collect names, to cheat people. But please just be wise. I will never ask you for money. So if you get pissed, Andrew Moses is raising money for his father's grand burial. Just a little kushe. Are you hearing me? So these are the things that we have to do. But it's not quite easy. Imagine that, how many of you had this experience when you were growing up? You became SU. Your dad drinks alcohol or drinks ogogoro. Then you say, go and buy ogogoro. How many of you had that kind of experience? Your life is... You know, you just went to church and you had alcohol, don't drink alcohol. Your dad said, I'm in ogogoro, I'm in. Say, dad, you know, dad, you know, I'm in school. I lost the church. You were lost church. Church, yeah. You know, what are you going to say? Are you hearing me? That's why we have counseling time. We can sit down and negotiate how to do that. Hallelujah. Let's talk about abusive relationship. You know, there is no perfect relationship. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So, what we need to do in that kind of a thing, maybe your husband is beating you up all the time. That's not healthy. It's a bad company. Somebody was telling me, she told me, he said, look, Reverend, I come to church, I want to listen to the word of God as a wife. But when I leave this place and I get home and you hear the abusive word from my husband, I must respond. Are you hearing me? I mean, it's not her fault. She just come to church. She want to be, but after the man, kofun. I mean, no, it's stupid. So you see, people in that kind of struggle, the grace of God is sufficient for us. And you know, I don't want to tell you how that person was delivered. The person died. That was under pressure. So be very careful to start oppressing Christians. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. Anybody ask by microphone? Anybody? Ah, teenagers. Thank you. Let's clap for her. Yes, teenagers.
Thank you, sir. Sir, you said we should move away from unbelievers. But what if this unbeliever is close family like your parents?
Uluwana walowo. Now, thank you. This is another, you see, you never know what the church was struggling with years ago. Right now, it's easier for us to just flow everybody singing on the mountain, in the valley. But let's thank God for Christian parents here. Let's clap for Christian parents here. Come on, let's clap for Christian parents. It's so beautiful. You know, like one of my guests said, you know, somebody said, you have to pray about those altars in your family. I told my daughter, you don't have any altar in this family. We are all Christians. We are all born again. That altar has been canceled a long time ago. We have a real altar now, the blood of Jesus. And I said, you don't have to pray that prayer. You are exempted. Why? I've been young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, it's seed begging for bread. So your own seed can't have wrong altar. They have right altar. Can you clap your hands for Jesus one more time? Praise God. Now, when you have parents who lies, cheats, and do all kinds of things, it's difficult for children. But I will say this to you. For instance, you want me to say, tell them I'm not at home. Huh? Oh, I love that. Those who are very, very young can be very innocent. You say, only place of people, I was you. That's for small kid. One loyalty. Are you hearing me? I don't do that kind of thing. But for adults, that's difficult. Between mommy's room and that visitor at the door. These are issues that we'll have to negotiate one by one. But do you know what? One of the finest ways, I'm talking about it, is like speaking the truth in love. So I say, mommy, a lesson in you. And Lord, party. And a man love it. You want to bother. You go and sleep outside tonight. But you can say, mommy, I'm sorry, man. That's difficult for me because you are at home. And I'm sorry, man. Am I being wrong? Not by now. Mommy, go easy for me. I want no lay now. I want no lay. Before you finish talking about that, either your brother or sister will go, or the dog will go, and then something will happen. But that happens every time. Like Joseph and the wife of Potiphar. These are things we have to negotiate every day. That's why we come to church like this, so we can be strengthened to do what is right. You cannot do this easily just floating by yourself. So let's come to church, hear the word of God. God give us wisdom. God will help us to handle things and keep on going. Look here, it's difficult to do business in Nigeria without bribes. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? How do you handle all that? It takes the wisdom of God. When you say, no, you can't make a noise. Things won't happen. Am I making some sense? Thank you very much. Let's look at this other question. Yeah? You want to add something to it? Okay, let's learn to accompany truth with grace. Hallelujah. You know, years ago something happened. We wanted to buy church bus. Pastor, you don't have bus anymore. Bus gives trouble too much. I don't want church bus. So we went to Lagos to go and buy this bus, and I went to that place now. What do you call that place now? That place. There we went. Akwapa, thank you. So I went there before other people were coming. I think I was in Lagos. So when I got down there, we started looking for the bus. And this guy was with me that was selling bus. And he said to me, he didn't know I was the pastor. I don't know. He said, let's make a deal before they come. Let's make a deal before they come. He said, we will tell them this is the amount, and then we will present this amount for ourselves and get our cut. I don't have money for my children's school fees too. But I just can't do that. So you know what? In a very nice way, not abusive, you are going to hell. I said, I can't do that. I said, I'm the pastor of the church. I said, And I never insulted him. I never did. When they came, I never said, "Ewa wo." You know? So that's very, very important. Keeping people with their dignity is so important. And please, don't treat unbelievers like dirt. They are just lost sons and daughters of God. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. I wish somebody had been there for the prodigal son quite earlier. He would have spent more time in that suffering. That's why the older brother really messed up. So I'm going to go and get him. There's a way you win people with your life. You know, a lot of us don't have to do this. We either go to extreme, we join them to do crazy things, or we just say, no, I don't see anybody. But we're going to have a way of reaching them without getting carried away. Hallelujah. Living in this world is like being inside a boat. You must not let the water get into the boat or you will sink. But the water must be there for the boat to float on. Are you hearing me? Is that clear? All right. Wonderful. Let's go further. That's a neighbor who is not accommodating, always showing attitude that are not godly. She has gone to the length of keeping malice and even avoiding to answer when you greet her, and everyone in the house knows she's the type that does not live in peace. Should one keep greeting her, and if she's not answering or running away from people, stop greeting her. Eka aro. Eka san. Eka ale. Tomorrow, Eka nothing. Oh, yeah, simple. So one of the things you must learn is that when you leave this country, you'll be really amazed that abroad is a normal thing not to greet people. I mean, you pass, you don't greet nobody. You don't do anything. Eku oko, eku joko, eku naro, eku ku, hello. Everything they greet you for, even death, you know, eku iku, you know. You know, people don't, they don't. I mean, I'm a little bit foreigner. I live as, not like, you know, my children said, Daddy, you are not a Nigerian the way you live. But when I go abroad, I still feel my Nigerianness. Somebody's coming, I want to say hello to them. I was in Northampton one time. And you know, everybody just go like that. I just feel funny. Leo, you sit at our job. I bet you can't see anybody. So I got to the bus stop one day, and everybody was moving. I saw this black man. He was sitting down like that. He was like me. He was there too. He don't greet anybody. But when he saw me, something flew. We did like this. He did like that to me too. With that kid, our jari, you know. I did like that to me too. So these are the things we have. All this, just carry on. Just carry on. Next time something happens to her, be of help. Are you hearing me? Huh? Oh, maybe a car breaks down and no battery. Madam, money extra battery. She'll be shocked. Are you hearing me? But don't make greeting the fight. Please, other people's behaviors are not under your diocese. Are you hearing me? Other people's behaviors are not under your region. If my neighbor is sleeping with girlfriend, 10 girlfriends every day, could she don't come here?
Pastor, he will pollute the air.
Then get another house.
He will influence my children.
Move your children out to the boarding house.
But Pastor, it is our...
She don't care. They are next door neighbor. They are not in your room. But if it's your room now, you can fight. Your boss smokes beer and drinks cigarettes. I've heard that before. Smokes beer, drinks cigarettes, and he puts his cheap cigar on the table. And he says, hey, boy, and he's making money and pay your salary. What do you need to do? Cover your nose. And then do your deals and finish.
Pastor, but he's a sinner.
He's your boss. I saw 3 girlfriends in his room. Don't go and say, oh, God, I'm going to buy you sorrow. I'm going to buy you sorrow. I'm going to buy you. Do something for him. Start praying for him and then invite him to church. And then we can start working on that. But like, let's go and be. You are not called to preach moral. You are called to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me, somebody here? But sometimes you can be a blessing. If you are older here, you can be a blessing. You are working in a place, you are a big guy, and then you see this girl with one man, another man, another man, another man. Don't go and say, call her. Young woman, that's a future for you. Come to my house, come and eat. Oh, we like that to the people who are older. Come and eat. How are you doing? Okay, you buy maybe a pair of slippers for her. Then I ask her, when are you going to get married? Oh, there's nobody in my life. Let's talk about that. And you know what? You are guiding her on the way of peace. He that winneth soul is wise. Clap your hands for Jesus. Honestly, I'm expecting a lot of you to grow up gracefully, to grow older gracefully, and be full of wisdom. Oh, I know what that is for my children. Now, as we grow older, learning the word of God, and we can just sit down with them and tell them what to do. Praise God. Amen? Amen? All right, let's see. Okay, choir. Children's choir, they are singing today. About Faramon, and you like by now? In the case a pastor figure tried to molest you, and you're afraid to tell anybody because they won't believe you because he's married. The fact that he's a pastor, what should you do? How can you avoid him, this kind of person, as your pastor? Wow. Wow. There's something democratic today. If you are more than 15 or 16 years old, you have freedom of religion. Find another church.
Pastor, my mother is in the church. My father is in the church. All my siblings are in the church.
Probably he has tried to molest your other siblings. Probably. Or your mom. But they won't speak out. That's the problem today. So what do we do? Sorosuke. Pariwo. Pastor Femisileo. Send them text and say, I will copy G.O., Astan G.O., and stuff like that. You're going to have to kind of address the person. You have to get up. Are you hearing me? You see, this oath of silence is what is making it to become more prevalent. And can I warn you over here? If somebody, I know, also you are to you in church, please inform us.
Pastor, I can't tell you.
Tell my wife.
Pastor, I can't tell my wife.
Tell Professor Kadi. Professor Kendi. I can't tell all of them. You don't hide. Just let's do that. Are you hearing me? Whoa. Yeah? Say something. Go ahead. There's something about dressing. They have no addressed. Dress.
Yes. Okay. Praise God. I just want to add this for the benefit of the parents that are here. Based on that last question, please, when your child, who is normally cool, respectful, begins to do otherwise towards certain people, watch out. Watch out. Like that person now, I don't think that person is free to talk to her parents. But more often time, we push our children. Is that not your uncle? Is that not pastor? Is that not this? And the child is withdrawing. Something is going on. Especially something that has not been going on before. So let's be watchful. Don't just assume everybody is an angel. Don't assume. I remember the story of a girl we pastored years ago. That girl, her mom took, she was, you know, the normal thing that teenagers would do, just, you know, being lazy around and all of that. So the mother took, you've forgotten, she was in FC. The mother took her to the pastor and said, hey, pastor, this girl is not obedient again. She's not, and that was the beginning of pastors molesting and raping that girl. But she couldn't tell her mom. When she told me, she said, even if I tell my mom will not believe me.
Because he's a holy man of God.
Because he's not. But it was the pastor, it was the mother that handed over that child.
That's not her fault. That's the pastor.
Because she trusted the pastor. Do you understand? But I'm saying this for the benefit of us, parents. uncles in the house, neighbors. And your child say, hey, go and stay with that neighbor. You say, no, I don't want to go. I say, kid, what's wrong with you? You must go. You don't know what may be. So let's be calm, cool, and be sensitive. Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's for the parents. Thank you so much. Now, this one says, at what point do we have boundary in terms of dressing? Now, you remember years ago, a young lady was in our church at Yana Mortuary. And she had this cloth that was like this over here. She just come the cloth like that. Now, you know the kind of cloth that is down here, is up here. Let's not say more than that. You understand? You don't get it. I tell her, wake up. Did you understand that? Yeah. And then my wife said, guess what? The mother was in the UK and she buys the cloth for her. And that's what they sell today. Are you hearing me? Now, 1 Timothy 2. Ladies here, what you wear is important. What you wear is important. When I say that, I don't mean that you are going to get somebody seduced. But normally, men follow their eyes. Huh? So when they look at you and they just quickly assess you. So the best thing to do about dressing is this, 1 Timothy 2. Now, not everybody knows what I'm talking about now, but please just get this. For Christians, for believers, let's read something quickly. Wow, our time, we have choir. I hope we are trying to help some people today. It's very easy to come here, can I be honest with you? I know the way we are feeling now. I'm a pastor. I've been there for some couple of years now. I say, I don't like that, that person's dressing. I tell the person, I can't tell anybody everything to do. I wish my wife, even I don't tell my wife what she wears. I can't do that. Of course, I have my children at home. Sometimes I say, I tell them that they should kind of thing, my kids. But I can't stand at the door and be checking everybody up. Are you hearing me? But let's look at the extreme of dressing. Let's go. 1 Timothy 2. Are we there? Look at verse 9. In like manner, let's read in NLT. Give us an NLT. Maybe we'll make it clearer. I want women to be modest in their appearance. You know the meaning of that? For women, don't show all you have. Financially, socially, and physically. Don't show all you have. Can I get explicit? No, you are really rich. Don't always deck yourself every time you are going out. Because you are rich. Are you hearing me? Of course, ceremony, you can. So be modest. That when they look at you, they will never think you are that kind of person. I mean, here you are, you just walk in, and the kind of money you spend, they'll be shocked. Wow, but you don't look it. We like when times to wear our wealth. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing. Now, what is decent? You are going to see the president. You don't wear certain kind of things. You are going to work. You are at home. Sometimes we confuse them together. That we wear what is in the bedroom for outside. So what it means is to have decency. And that's where parents coming over here, they can talk to us about it. Then you look at what is appropriate. One of the reasons why I dress the way I dress, let me tell you the reason why I look the way I look in church. I don't want people to think that I'm dressing rich. Recently, I started wearing jackets because one can bad us, you know, you're many. I got them. I don't want to look as if I'm something, somebody. My look should not sell me out. Who I am should sell me out. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. And so, for ladies too, now, that modest, that decency has different degree. Hello? Let me talk like that. I grew up in a house where things are scarce. My wife grew up in a house where they wear Kingsway clothes. There are only two of them. In my house, we are dozens. So we ration things. Till now, I still ration things. When I go to shop, I look for the cheapest and the longest. I have shirt for 10 years, 12 years. If I wear them, they are still brand new. I pack them differently. But it's such a plan. Pastor, you are a poor man. Thank you. Until you see my wife. You hear me? Now, my wife, when we go to shop, she doesn't shop where I shop. She walk away. And I pay for it. So I found out my mission in life is to live cheap to make her expensive. You hear me? You get to that. I finally saw to all my new sons, so I don't fight anymore. But that's the way I am. So kind of a thing. And as a pastor, I don't want to look too, because today we are attacking pastors too much. See, my shoe is from Oakland, California. Unless there are serious issues at hand, then be thinking about. Can you imagine? The house is on fire. The house is burning. Certificate is there. You are asking for your slippers. Say, can we share? Like one guy, he had an accident. He was driving his car in America, driving the car, and he had an accident. He was wearing Rolex watch. And when he had an accident, his hand got cut off and fell on the road. He said, where's my Rolex watch? He didn't ask for his hand. So it's appropriate clothing. And not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by wearing gold or pearls or expensive. Don't attack as a lady. You should not just wear something. Huh? Have you seen those artists when they go for all those their award? They wear clothes like this. They wear things like that. They have to draw that to be able to have more followers on Facebook. Are you like them? Are you hearing me? That's what the Bible said. But they never tell us how to measure. Some places they measure your church. They measure how long it is. Some are short. Some are long. Some are middle. So I can't be measuring. That's not my ministry. Are you blessed? Now, also people dress. Okay, let me start. My sister, please stand up. See my sister. She's looking gorgeous. Is that true? This is where people that are older look. See, where now you don't have to contend with this. I'm using her, not my wife. See, you don't have to contend. Please stand up, ma. She looks great too. Huh? You see, when you come in, you didn't notice until I said you should get up now. But when you wear kinikon like this, to lobai, tisket in lobai, you know, they say, Atali, you're the lumbo, you know. So just take it cool. Just take it cool. Are we all right? Some people are expensive, that's the way they are. Some are not expensive, that's the way they are. Let us live together in peace. Is that all right? But job, my yawola ti fera so. Don't borrow money to buy clothes too much. Borrow money to buy shares and investment. Don't borrow money to buy clothes. When we're just starting our life, my wife, somebody came and said, come and buy clothes. I said, yeah, how will you pay for it? He said, Dakpada. Dakpada. Are you hearing me? Oh, our time is gone. Look at these two pictures as I round up. Two pictures. Early in the morning, this girl, this lady, latest car in town, her children came out with designer's clothes. Their shoes are singing Christmas carol as they step on it. She drives out. She's holding the bank, 10 million naira. The second woman gets up in the morning. She has an average car, nice car. At least we have not nice clothes, but not too expensive. And the bank is calling her because she has 25 million naira investment. Now, who is rich between both of them? I want you to be rich, not to look rich. Tell everyone, God wants you rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But not to be, once in a while you can do that. Like yesterday, I had to go to a party. I went to go and look for one clothes I have. I put on my wife, said, you're looking really good. I was willing to finish the thing and jack it up back to my shorts. You know. Is that all right?
Pastor, I notice in this church, women don't cover their head. And some cover their head.
We have both of them here. Uncovered and covered. Let's celebrate ourselves. Let's clap ourselves. Is that all right? Pastor, I cannot stand women who don't cover their head. Come and sit beside those who cover their head. Huh? Pastor, don't you know that? I can't. Let's just do well, amen? And let's love one another. Can we clap our hands for Jesus one more time? Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Finally, 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 finally. In every relationship, always look for how to lift others up. You hear what I just said? In every relationship, always learn to lift others up. I want to plead with you. In your neighborhood, there are people who I greet as a matter of discipline. They are not my parents. I greet them. I tell my driver, roll down the glass. For instance, when I'm traveling and I get to police place, I will say to my driver, roll down. Good morning, officer. How are you doing today? You know why? That guy is in the sun. If I behave any kind, he can just and you see my obituary for no reason. Years ago, I was traveling to preach at one place in Ijebu, and this person who came to pick me was a lawyer. And this lawyer was just treating policemen anyhow on the road. I was sitting beside him, we are going. And then because he's a lawyer, he had all his papers in the back of the car, inside the suitcase. But before we got to that place at Ijebu, police stopped us. And he said, okay, your papers, can we see your papers? So he marched majestically to the booth. He opened the booth, the suitcase was not there. Hey, my time to preach was near. That moment, I know that lawyer won't do it anymore now. I'm a pastor. I said, sir, I'm a binusiwa. I'm a pastor. We are going to go and preach. He said, pastor, I'm alone. That's why I escaped.
Pastor, I don't like police.
They are still your police, oh. Be nice to them. Or else you're like, bushum, bushum. I'm about to blame everybody. So I want to plead with you. Be nice to. Don't do like that. You get to police place and then you don't roll down. Roll down. Black boys have been killed in America for that reason. They won't roll down. They won't respect police. They just do anything to anybody. Anybody who's carrying gun, respect them. You hear me? I want you to live long. Your children will see you and see your face in Jesus' name. Are we blessed? Thank you very much. Choir, children's choir, come and sing. Let's bring out our offering too and give. After that, I got something I want to tell you quickly before we leave. Is Tosin around? Great. All right.